So this is probably one of the most requested topics that I get asked, like, all the time.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perv. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my inbox besties, besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com, and this week's episode is sponsored by Freebies That Serve and Sell a mini course. It's my 100% free course that is going to show you start to finish how to create and promote freebies that just don't grow your email list with a riffraff. No. We are talking about attracting people who are ready to buy, credit card in hand. Even if you're not quite sure what you're going to sell yet, I am going to tell you how to attract those ready buyers. And all you need to do to grab your free copy is head on over to katedoster.com/freebies. There's a link in the show notes. So today's episode, like I was teasing out, guys, is probably my most number one requested type of a topic that I get. Besides, you know, like copywriting and funnels, it is 100% what do I put in a welcome series? Do I need one? What's going on with it? All of that juicy goodness. Now, we cover this in detail in the full Love Your List course, which, guys, we are going to have a mini summer opening of, but probably only to the people on the wait list. So make sure that you head on over to loveyourlist.co to get in on that chance. You're going to be able to get in for the springtime rate, which is going to be significantly less than the fall time rate. So you definitely want to be on that wait list. Guys, we probably will open it up maybe to like you guys because you're like my inbox besties and the rest of my email list, but definitely the people on that wait list are going to get first seat, guys. So we are going to talk today about what I like to call the Power Five. So if you're going to be writing a welcome series, though they can vary in length quite a bit, and we'll talk about that in a second, these are the five emails that I really do think will help set up a solid foundation for you and your people. But before we go ahead and talk about that welcome series, you'll probably need a tool to actually set that up. So let's go ahead and thank our tool of the week. Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers, and they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo. And of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now. All right, guys. So I thought this was a really fitting episode. I mean, it's episode what, 93? Probably should have covered this beforehand. But because we've been talking a lot about automation, because as you guys know, back in episode 88, I told you my plans for May and June was really to tighten up my business, to tie up some loose ends that I have going on. Heck, we even talked about automation tools in episode 91 a couple of weeks ago. And I figured what's sort of like the automation that like 9 times out of 10 people need to work on, and that is your welcome series. So automation, guys, in case you're brand new to the email marketing space, is basically after someone signs up for your free gift, your opt-in gift, your lead magnet, they're all the same thing. It's a series of emails that automatically goes out to that subscriber. So if somebody subscribes, you know, May 5th, they're going to get the same emails as someone who subscribes on August 27th. Basically, on the second day they're on your list, they're going to get the same email regardless of what time of the year it is. And welcome series are really important, especially if you don't email on the regular. I know you're an inbox bestie, you're listening to the show, but sometimes life does happen. So that's why I recommend that you have a strong welcome series. It can vary in length because that's a question I get asked a lot. You know, how many is the right amount of emails? The one we're going to be talking about here is a shorter one. It's about 5, but especially if you're more of a sporadic email, I honestly say you can go 10, 12, 14 if you felt like it. But really, these are 5 emails that I definitely want to see you getting out there. But before we do, guys, I almost forgot to read our rating and review of the week. And spoiler alert, this one is actually from somebody who won our May contest. So if you're a brand new Inbox Bestie, what up, homes? We are having a contest in May, June, July, and August of 2019. When you leave a rating and review, you're entered to win a monthly drawing for a $25 Amazon gift card. And if you leave a review in May, you're entered in all of them, guys. So it's pretty smart to go ahead and leave a rating and review right after you're done listening to this episode over here on iTunes. You can head on over to katedoster.com/review to be able to get to the screen a little bit easier. We'll put a link in the show notes. So the review here is from Naima, and she says, "Oh yes, finally, all in caps, y'all. Prismatic, real, useful, and funny. Kate is walking and talking over deliver, and I, for one, am thrilled I can finally take her with me everywhere. I was hanging out in that mess space that we all sometimes hit in running a digital business, and Kate totally kicked me into overdrive. Well worth the listen and the subscribe." Well, thank you so much, Naima. I am so unbelievably excited. We went ahead and we reached out, and we're going to get her that Amazon gift card. So make sure, guys, that you leave a rating and review so that way you can be entered as well. So let's go ahead and start actually talking about those emails. So the first email, and this is actually technically email 0 in the series, if you will, which is on, and that is if you have a double confirmation email. So basically somebody, you cannot email them until they usually click a button saying, yes, I want to get this. In ConvertKit, they call that the incentive email, where basically it's like, hey, you know, click here to get your free guide. They click on the button to get their free guide. You send them to their PDF, but also it confirms them onto your email list. So that one and the welcome email, I usually tend to combine as technically one email, but obviously it's 2 if you go with a double opt-in. So we're just going to go ahead and just say that you've got a single opt-in. That just means that you're not going to like double check that they're on your list. And this episode is not going to be whether or not which one's better or worse. Just go with whatever one your gut's telling you for. But that first sort of email where they're actually getting your freebie, where they're officially on your list, shall we say, we like to call that the welcome freebie email. So that's email number 1. And the point of this, obviously, is we want them to consume your freebie because you spent so much time creating it. And again, katedoster.com/freebie if you need help with that. There's a link in the show notes. And this particular welcome series is for what I like to call one-off freebies. So, you know, one video, one audio, one PDF, that sort of a style. If you have a mini course or mini challenge, feel free to tack this on at the end before you dump people into your weekly newsletters, okay? So the whole point of this first sort of welcome email is to introduce yourself a tiny bit, but really to let them know that they made a great decision by deciding to, you know, start their blog, going vegan, drinking more water, whatever it is that you ultimately help them with. You want to reiterate that now is the best time and you're super proud of them for making a great choice. You want to make them feel welcome, like they're in a community. And I definitely, definitely want you in this first email to include a picture of you. Now in Love Your List and actually in the Email Marketing Fairy, which we'll put a link to in the show notes, we go into way more detail. There's like take and go templates and all that sort of stuff. But again, we're in a podcast, so I just want to give you guys a general overview because I know you're probably driving or in the car and you definitely want to go ahead and save this episode, maybe share it out, listen to it a couple of times so that way you can get everything down. So like I said, the first email is that welcome email. You're reiterating again why people want to actually consume your freebie because you spent so much time and how you're happy they're there. The other thing that I like to see in this email number 1 is a picture of you, which I know most people are like, a picture of me. Now, I prefer candid shots. I don't like, you know, like the headshots. We've all seen like those like cheesy ones. Like I love a nice lifestyle shot. You know, if you're a mom blogger, then have pictures of you with your kids. If you're doing an outdoorsy type of scenario, then you want to be hiking. Just something so people can actually see your face and make a connection because spoiler alert, you're not the only person they're going to for info about knitting or child rearing or organization. I know, it's shocking. So we need to make sure that we actually have them remember who we are when our name pops into their inbox. Because as we actually talked about in episode 49, the secret to propelling your open rates, a strong welcome series and your name is what's going to dictate them being like, who's this jabroni? Versus like, oh, I'm so excited. They sent a new email. So definitely make sure you're infusing personality throughout all of your emails and your welcome series as well, so you stand out. The second email that you want to go ahead and send is going to, again, reiterate the fact that your freebie is super cool and you want them to actually read it. But really what we do is what we call a quick tip in a pickle. So I always, in my second email, love to provide something actionable that someone can just go and do, whether it is a formula that they can implement, usually if it's a tech thing, if that's the particular field that I'm in. And I always like to give a little background of how I actually stumbled upon this formula or how I've used it in my everyday life. And this doesn't have to be like this, you know, I was down to my last bottom dollar, and then I figured out that if I created a custom domain for my Facebook group, that it grew instantly and I was a gajillionaire. Oh! It's nothing like this. We really want to get them a small win, something that they can report back to us on, whether it is replying back to our emails, whether it is tagging us in our Facebook group that we have. Maybe we're on Instagram and we created an Instagram post dedicated specifically for, hey, once you go ahead and, you know, do an Instagram story about your weight loss journey, you know, go ahead and tag me in it. Again, we want to create that interaction and give them more places to hang out with us besides just the inbox. Because again, really the whole point of our welcome series is to prove that we are trustworthy, that we care about them, that we get them, and that we're fun to be around. Because again, we want to be somebody's favorite, okay? That's really what I consider. Somebody's favorite is going to have a head up when it comes to actually getting people to vote with their wallets. And don't worry if you don't have anything quite yet, we're gonna cover that in email number 4. So email number 1, guys, just to reiterate, is gonna be that welcome email, really telling them to get to the freebie. Email number 2 is that quick tip in a pickle. So it is something actionable that they can do that's sort of based off of that freebie. So kind of like a next step, or say if in your freebie it's a little roadmap, maybe you're gonna expand a little bit on say step 5, and you're going to physically give them something to do that they can report back on and how you actually came up with it in the first place. We actually have a guest coming up on the show who is a student of a Love Your List, Adrienne, and her quick tip in a pickle was basically she helps people set up Shopify stores and actually add physical products to their blog. So super interesting, guys. So hit subscribe, because her episode, it's gonna be hot fire. And her quick tip in a pickle when we were working through it was literally just about how she changed and compressed sort of her cover image on her store so that we would load faster. And it's not like it was like she was penniless until she did this. It was because she needed to get her site to load faster, because people will not hang around if a site takes forever to load. So again, the story doesn't have to be this long drawn out type of a thing. What is a really a great story, if you will, is email number 3. So this is where we are kicking out the riffraff, because again, we need to stand out in people's inboxes. So qualities of our emails matter. The copywriting matters. The example that we use, us actually being there and thinking ahead of like, okay, if someone has this freebie, what next is going to be on their brain? Email number 3 is all about setting a line in the sand, okay? And this is your rant email. Now, I used to be able to tell people like, hey, in your third email, either do a rant, you know, something that, you know, stereotype that you hate, something in your industry that you think is wrong, bad advice, something that just gets you on your soapbox, or you could tell your origin story. But every time I had students who went the origin story route, they would stop right there and they'd only get 2 emails in the welcome series. But you can think of something that pisses you off about your industry. Like I said, some type of assumption, like, you know, everyone who's in an MLM is scammy and like they're annoying ladies. And so like you want to sort of debunk that assumption and myth. I really hate fake urgency. I really hate when people are like, oh, you know, like the countdown timer is going to end. And then it doesn't. Like, what is that all about? I hate it that people are trying to get you guys to do a numbers game when, yeah, obviously we need to get our stuff in front of people. But if we're not treating them like numbers and we're treating them like people, like my conversion rates, meaning the people who join my list versus the people who buy stuff for me, is astronomical. Like, I do not do ordinary. I do extraordinarily well. And that is because I treat people like people. So that literally right there is an example of a rant. I know that there is something about your industry or some type of common advice that you just hate. Like, that people can't eat carbs, that, I don't know, you have to send your kids to timeout. Just get on your soapbox. This is the email where we want people to unsubscribe. Because if they align with our values and they're like, hell yes, finally someone said it, I cannot believe somebody did this, they are hooked. Like, they're hooked by email 3. And honestly, our subject lines could blow after this. It wouldn't matter. So I love the rant email, guys. It is probably one of my favorite ones to write. Some people feel uncomfortable, like, oh, I don't know, like, am I gonna offend people? That's the point, okay? 9 times out of 10, you're not gonna get any hate mail back from your rant email, because it's going to be something that is thought out and you're thinking about. And if you do, guess what? You don't have to read the email. You can just hit delete. You don't have to interact with those people, because being on your list is a privilege. And guess what? In your email service provider, you can block them so they can't subscribe again. What? So it's not that bad, okay? You need to stand out. You need to take a stand against something, okay? So guys, Email number 4 is the moneymaker. So if you haven't followed along for a while, you know, I'm a big, big fan of easy yes offers. So easy yes offers are small digital products that have huge, huge value. So like my email marketing fairy, it's only at the time of this recording, $36, which is totally underpriced. I'm trolling for traffic, that's $24. And basically I'm not using those to make a whole lot of money. I want you to get addicted to me and the stuff that I create. So when I have the bigger things like my one-on-one coaching program, like Love Your List, and a whole bunch of other fun stuff I've got planned towards the end of the year, you are like, Kate, just take my wallet. So if you have one of those, if you have an ebook that's lying around, if you have a mini course that's lying around, or even if you have a, say you offer as opposed to like a whole design package, you offer like a site audit, go ahead and in this 4th email, actually talk about it. I think there's this huge, big like issue like, oh, if it's a welcome series, I can't sell in it. Of course you can sell in it. Of course you need to tell people. They're just hanging out with you for the first time. They might not have stalked your entire website to see everything that you have. So it's your job to tell people about it. And if you don't have any products or services yet and you're like, oh yeah, I could never be like a VA and like, I don't want to deal with any of that. Well, here's a perfect opportunity to earn a little bit of affiliate income. What is a service that you use that your person would also be interested in? That's super key. So like if I was a lifestyle person and I talked about fashion finds and stuff, I would talk about one of the fashion boxes that I use. I would never send that to my own personal list because I don't talk to you guys about fashion because honestly, I don't give two craps. So you need to make sure that if you are going to do some type of affiliate or referral thing, that you go ahead and make sure that it's something that's going to help them actually get what they're coming to you for, but just slightly different. So, you know, if they're coming to you for productivity, maybe you want to tell them like 3 productivity books that you love. Now, keep in mind, if you are going to be using something like Amazon.com, you can't actually send Amazon affiliate links through your emails. So you may have to create a blog post that you're going to point people to, or I like to do this more because it's special, go ahead and create it as a PDF. So it can be something like, you know, the top 5 business books that I've read. You go ahead, you have a nice description, it's a PDF, they can download it, and now you can include those links to Amazon. I really love doing this, especially in the business to business space. Anytime that you've bought a course that is something you don't teach on, it's a really great space to go ahead and do so. So like I personally am never gonna have a full paid course on blogging. I just don't ever see it happening because I'm more of a talker than a writer. So like I would talk about Elena's course because I love Elena's course. It's fantastic. Ready, set, blog. I'll go ahead and ready, set, blog traffic. Now I'm butchering it, but I'll go ahead and actually put a link to it in the show notes. And yeah, that's my affiliate link. So it's a perfect opportunity. Or I will talk about, you know, Divi, which is the theme that I use. Things that I use that will ultimately help people get what they want to do. Okay. That's really what you're going for here in this email. Either something affiliate based. And if you're not an affiliate for anything yet, just tell them about actual places that you like to shop. People love things and resources. And spoiler alert, your welcome series doesn't have to be set in stone, guys. I know, shocker, right? So you can always go in and update it later when you have more tools or more affiliate links that you can be adding. With that one, I will say keep it to 3 because we don't want to get people overwhelmed or to trigger the spam filters. So the last email in this series, guys, which don't worry if you're like, Kate, but I hate writing this stuff and I can't wait for Love Your List. I've got a resource for you that we've, spoiler alert, already mentioned to help you write all these bad boys, is email number 5, the Harry Potter email. And essentially we are sending out almost like a one sentence survey to people because the more we know about our people, the better offers that we can create, the better type of affiliate things that we can send, the better emails, which ultimately means less unsubscribes. It ultimately means more profits, more clicks, more opens, and more happy people. Like us, because we know our people. And if anyone has ever sent you one of those, hey, like, will you do my reader surveys? I never do them. Even for the people that I'm friends with and I'm on their email list and I like know that I could potentially be their ideal client, I still don't do that. Like, I don't have time for that. However, if I get an email and they're like, hey, are you A or B? I'm willing to click on one of those links. It'll take me 2 seconds. And I ultimately get the promise of more focused emails, which I'm all about because I don't want to read stuff that I'm not going to use. And that's where the Harry Potter email comes into play. So the tech behind this, I know it can seem slightly overwhelming. It's not. Basically, you're going to go over to, you know, your ConvertKit. I don't know if MailChimp can do this. I know MailerLite can. And just ask the customer service like, hey, how can I tag people based on a link that they click in my email? It's technically call the link trigger, but you don't need to know that. And basically the link triggers that you're going to send up is an A or B type of situation. So I usually like tell people maybe go with beginner or advanced. So it's like, hey, do you already have your hosting set up for your blog? Or are you ready to get piles of new traffic? Don't worry if you're still waiting to get your blog set up. I'll tell you my traffic tips later. So this is very distinctive because I don't want to be sending information about my SiteGround and Divi and like little beginner WordPress hacks to people who are more advanced because they're just going to want to click away. This is also really great to actually know who are you attracting more of so that way you'll know what content to create. If I'm attracting a lot of people who are more advanced in their businesses, then I'm going to create more in-depth, more elevated content. But if I'm getting a lot of beginners, then I know, hey, this is where I can focus. So even if you do nothing short of having this be an internal survey of like, hey, these are the type of people I'm attracting, or hey, this is the reason why they're going vegan to better the planet or to lose weight, because those are two different things, then you'll know, and it can really help shape your conversion content, your emails later on down the road. And if you want to get super fancy down the line and maybe create an automation just for, say, those weight loss people and just for those environmental people, you can. But in general, the more you know about your people, the better content that you can create. Now, we went ahead. I know this episode was super fast. And if you're like, oh, okay, like I was writing as fast as I can, but like, I don't know. And like, I can't wait for Love Your List to come out because like I need this stuff now. Then go ahead and invest in the Email Marketing Fairy. So you can head over to theemailmarketingfairy.com where I give you word for word scripts that you can actually use to write your welcome series. And we actually cover a couple more emails that we didn't do here. And when a Love Your List opens and we go even more in depth and I tell you even more things that you can add to your welcome series, dude, I give you your money back for the Email Marketing Fairy so that you can spend it on Love Your List. That's right. You get a credit for the course for buying the ebook because I'm all about rewarding my people. So all you need to do is head on over to theemailmarketingfairy.com right now, y'all. And this is what we're going to do this summer. I want you to be able to take some time off, and having a strong welcome series can let you do that a little bit more kicked back and a little less luck in your head. Now, if you do have some type of bigger service that you want to sell, a bigger course, a group coaching program, one-on-one services, then you're definitely going to want to go ahead and hit subscribe because we are going to be talking about the F word in an upcoming episode. And I'm not talking about anything nasty. I'm talking about funnels. And I'll see you later.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review before you leave. I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.